Lenny Trifero never really gravitated toward a traditional 9-to-5 life. The Burlington man instead decided to become a freight driver. And this week he's competing in the National Truck Driving Championships in Indianapolis. The event gathers first place finishers from all of the state truck driving championships, who then undergo written tests, truck inspections, and a driving skills challenge. Trifero, who drives for the trucking company XPO, will compete tomorrow, and he called in from Indianapolis to share more, and I started by asking if he had any jitters going into his heats.
No. Well, the jitters won't happen until when you're walking in bullpen, or even worse, sometimes when you're sitting, they have like what they call the hot seat. So it's everybody that's staged in line to be like next in line. That's kind of where you get a little jitters.
Oh, wow. The bullpen. So it's just like a baseball game with all the pitchers lined up. I love that. Tell me more about what the atmosphere is like. I've never been to an event like that. I'd love to know, like, what's it feel like when you're there?
Like as a driver, you know, everybody talks. Everybody, it's really a family kind of an atmosphere because we're all truck drivers. We all do the same thing. Most of the part, we all have like the same goals, you know, being safe, playing nice with everybody else on the road because everybody wants to make it home.
How long have you been driving trucks?
I've been with my current company for almost 26 years. And so I've probably been driving truck for about 28 years.
Take me back to when you figured out that you wanted to do that for a living. Like, what spurred that interest initially?
I had gone to college and realized that college wasn't really my cup of tea, but I had met my wife at college, and there was like an ad, you know what I mean? You're young, you know, you're early 20s, and you're kind of like, okay, college wasn't really going to make it, and I need something other than, you know, working at, like, say, a box store or something like that, you know, like, to make ends meet. And I believe I used to work at Sears first thing in the morning. We used to unload trucks, and it was a 4 a.m., and you always were waiting on the delivery driver. And not that they influenced me, but it seemed like it was a way of making a good living and not being, say, tied to a desk, because I'm not really a desk kind of a guy. So that was what got me I slid into a driving school in Syracuse.
Well, this week's contest, dubbed the Super Bowl of Driving Safety. I love that. Describe the sort of other drivers that you're facing off against, and are there any events that you're excited about, whether it's like driving skills tests or the written exam part?
I don't know if there's anybody that's truly excited about the written exam part, because sometimes you never know exactly what you're going to get for a test, right? Sometimes they're a little easier, sometimes they're a little harder. I look forward to it all because it helps me better myself. You know, like, I've got a goal, all right, and this might sound really bad, okay, because I've been here for 8 years. Well, this will be my 8th year. The best I've ever done is 13th at Nationals. You know, so to break into, say, the top 10, it would be awesome to be called out on Saturday morning to find out that after a lineup, you're in the top 5, which means you run on Saturday in the runoff. You know, that would be the ultimate. I'd be ecstatic, over the moon, you know. The driving skills is a big part of it because it's like the biggest chunk of the score, right? Pre-trip just means that I'm finding all the defects that they've planted, right? In reality, that should be me doing my job with my truck every day before and after I leave my yard. So they get quite creative in what they plant as defects too, as well, on equipment.
On my drive into the studio to chat with you today, you know, I think I suddenly noticed how many trucks were on the road at the same time as me, and sort of had that realization, like, you know, trucking really makes our economy work. It feels like a field, though, that sort of goes maybe unnoticed or underappreciated by a lot of people. Can you explain the pride that you take in your everyday work? I mean, you just sort of shared a little bit.
Yes, the pride you feel, or it all starts first thing in the morning. you never know what you're going to get, right? We have bad weather up by us, you know, which delays freight. It creates challenges during the day, actually trying to deliver the freight during the day. I enjoy seeing customers, my regular customers, you know, sometimes they actually look forward to seeing, per se, myself or seeing the actual delivery driver, you know, because they're maybe waiting on the product that we're actually delivering. You know, like they're right out of it and they need that, you know what I mean? So I guess it boils down to it's trying to get all your stops off and make up all your picks. You know, like I want to leave with all my freight, deliver all my freight, make all my pickups, which makes all my customers happy, right? And make it home safe.
Congratulations for being at the Nationals, and I wish you so much luck, and I hope you do hear your name called in the top five on Saturday morning.
Thank you very much.